Welcome to You, Me, and the Dogs, the podcast where we explore the wonderful world of dog ownership. Join me every Wednesday as my guests and I share personal stories, insights, and experiences, of course, with dogs. Today, Yanko and I are taking a walk with Gus and Mia and Dakota.
Giro dog, gear photographer?
I guess. I mean, originally it just started off as like hobby dog trainer, I guess you could say, of personal dogs, of course. I don't do client dogs or anything. And then it just kind of spiraled into like, oh Lord, look at all this gear I can buy for my dog. And then from there, I started the Instagram kinda. And then yeah, people just started reaching out to me for photography and stuff. So I guess hobby dog trainer, gear photographer, lady, obsessive dog mom. That would be the
summary. Are we all?
Of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So do you mind telling me about your dogs?
Yeah,
we'll start with Gus.
So Gus, me and my husband, we got married, and we actually converted a 40-foot school bus. And
oh my gosh,
we were living in it full time, and my husband randomly goes, "Let's get a dog." I've grown up with dogs my whole life, and his mom is actually allergic to them, so he's never had a dog growing up. And, you know, it wasn't like, I knew eventually, yes, I wanted to get a dog, but it wasn't on my top priority, especially living in a school bus. However, we did live on a ranch in the school bus, so that was perfect. And he said that, and I was like, you should have never said that, because I immediately jumped on shelter pages and stuff. That day, we went to a Petco that had an adoption center attached to it, and we went and looked at this dog named Chewy. He was guessed to be like half Catahoula, half Husky. He was very pretty. He had like one blue eye, one brown eye. And we were looking at him, and we were probably 5 minutes away from like signing the paperwork, taking this dog home. And this like old lady comes in, and she's like, "I have that dog on hold." And points to Chewy that we're like loving on in the lobby. And the guy goes, "I have no," like the worker goes, "I have no record of a hold. You know, we always put records of holds on dogs, and there's no tag on the kennel. I volunteer for the Aurora Animal Shelter. I put that dog on hold." And they literally whisked him away from our arms right there. And I was so sad. We like walked around the store until they like confirmed that he had been adopted, and so that was sad, but I think the outcome was better because we just kept looking. And then we found Gus at the Humane Society of Weld County, and like, oh my gosh, the picture, you know, it's just his little spotty face in the picture, and I was like, holy crap, that is the cutest dog ever. He had been there for like almost a month in the shelter, because I think people are pretty weary of cattle dogs. And they actually didn't. The shelter nailed his mixture. They said cattle dog lab, we think. And that is what he is. We embarked him and wisdom panel. So anyway, we went and looked at him, and they put us in a little room. And the first thing he does is he walks in the room, pees on the door, and then jumps in my lap. And Brady was like, and I was like, yep, that's the one. And my husband was like, he peed though. I was like, yeah, well, oh well. So he hadn't been neutered yet, so we, like, adopted him, but then we had to wait for him to be, like, neutered, because that's, like, the law in Colorado. So they were like, we'll call you in 7 days, you can come pick him up. They ended up calling us, like, 3 days later, and like, hey, we squeezed him in early for the surgery, like, you guys can come get him. So we ran down there, and we got him, and he was so loopy from the surgery. And then, same thing, he walked into our bus, and he peed. So he totally wasn't potty trained. His name at the shelter, which I don't know if this was his name previously, was Picasso. He didn't know it at all. He didn't know sit. He didn't, like, he knew nothing. But he was always, he's always been very gentle.
And so how did you name, like, why Gus?
So my husband is, like, a very country-esque kind of guy. And he loves the movie Lonesome Dove. And the main character is Augustus McCray, or Gus. And just his, like, he's a healer, so cowboy dog. And his attitude, he just acts like an old man. So Gus it was. The deal with my husband was, okay, you get the dog, I get to name it. So he also named Mia. And Mia's just totally random.
Uh-huh.
I said I wanted a girl name, but I also wanted it to be a little, like, badass.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, Mia.
I think it is kind of badass.
Yeah, in a way. It's just, like, short and sweet. I can yell it easy.
So how did you get her? It was just, like, we want a second dog?
Kind of. I mean, Brady definitely didn't, but... So I had Gus, and I started competing in the dog sports and stuff in the dog sport world. And... we were getting decently far.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten farther now. Like, I've become better as a trainer.
Right.
But at the time, I kind of thought, oh, Gus is limiting me. You know, he has no drive. He won't play with toys, which is still true. He does not play with toys.
At all?
Nothing? At all. Nope. No toys. Oh. No toys. No, like, he has normal prey drive, which is weird. Like, he'll chase a rabbit all day, but no toy drive. So I was like, man, this is like... I mean, great chill dog, great everyday little partner dog, pretty obedient and everything, but like, I want something snappier, and I want the crazy dog that plays with toys, you know, I want to do the frisbee, I want to do the dock diving, and I want to get to the higher levels of obedience, because in obedience, there's like dumbbell retrieves,
right?
And I do think I could teach him that actually, but he has no intrinsic motivation
right,
to grab a dumbbell.
Yeah, he's like,
he doesn't care. It would have to be like a version of forced fetch, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And I just know he wouldn't super duper enjoy that, other than the treats, of course. So, Mia, come on. So I was like, I want the crazy dog. And boy, did I eat my words when I got Mia. Basically, I found this, you know, I'm like in the dog community.
Uh-huh.
So from a friend of a friend of a friend, I found this girl in Greeley who had a litter of Dutch Malinois crosses. Uh-huh. KNPV, it's like a registry for basically working, biting dogs. Had a really, really good pedigree.
Uh-huh.
It's really silly of me because I knew I didn't even want to do bite work. But here I am getting a bite work dog.
Uh-huh.
And I told my husband that day, I know these two, I wanted a female. There's two females left after people had backed out of the list, basically. She was in Greeley, which is only like an hour drive from us. And my husband was like, nope, absolutely not. And it took me like an hour to convince him. So we went, picked her up that night at like 7 p.m., made the drive, brought her home. And she was freaking adorable. Like, her one ear was up, but the other was floppy.
Aww.
The next day, it stood up and never went back down. So I don't know. It was pretty funny. But she was a great, great puppy. Really trainable. Really
easy.
Oh,
that's good.
She was bitey, but
like
I would put her on toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was great. She never like purposefully went for our hands or anything.
Right.
So
you
I was
were
like
she likes toys.
Yeah, I was like, this is amazing. She's hilarious. She's like just the perfect amount of crazy. Leash training was going great. And then she hit like 8 months, I want to say.
Teen.
Yeah, and she just became a raging a-hole, to say the least, dude. But, I mean, I should have done, I had done plenty of research on the Mal, like a Malinois.
Uh-huh.
And because it was such an impulse, I was fine with going with Dutchie as well. Like,
uh-huh.
She's clearly more Dutchie
right.
because of her coloring. And I should have done more research on Dutchies. I really had no idea that there was going to be that big of a difference. But basically, they're way more vocal and just a little bit more neurotic. And they have a tendency to come back at you. But basically, instead of being reactive to, oh, wow, I love the reflectiveness on the harness. That was ADD, but...
No.
Instead of being reactive to other dogs or humans or, like, defensive like that, she would react to me. So, like, if I'm telling her heel and I maybe give her a little correction, she'll turn around and come back up the leash and actually attack me.
Oh.
So she does that at dock diving, too. It's gone better, but she just gets so lit and excited. But it was real scary at first because here I'm thinking I got this loyal, handler-driven dog, and the only thing it attacks is me. And I'm like, what the heck have I done? Nope, turns out they all do that pretty much, I guess. It's just like a Dutchie thing. It's gotten better, but it was scary at first. So like, it was muzzle walks only.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So now it's to the point where she really only grabs the leash instead of me. So that's great.
Don't worry. When I started Yanko training, he He loves being off leash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, same. I mean, all dogs should really be off leash.
Yeah, more times than not in an appropriate area. Exactly. Yes.
So we trained him mostly to be
off leash. Yeah,
same. So. So when we were doing a lot of the heels, he was like, well, what the fuck?
Exactly her. Yep.
So he wouldn't attack me. He would just start let me take this thing off.
Yep. Like freaking out about the leash and the collar and stuff.
So he would bite halfway of the leash.
Yep. That's exactly what I did when she was a puppy. I emphasized so much the recall and the off leash because that's my lifestyle.
Right, exactly.
Even though Gus is great on a leash, leashes are inconvenient. I would much rather have him off leash.
I 100%
agree. And so she had recall since she was 4 months old. And I skipped a lot of the leash training, but also I did do some leash training, and she was great at it when she was a young puppy.
Right.
We had the heel down. She was kind of doing little prancy feet thing. I was like, this is great. And then I don't know what clicked.
And then attitude happened.
Yeah, and then she grew up and said, wow, I have teeth. I don't have to do this. But I still make her do it. It's just kind of ugly sometimes. So, but she's a good girl. I could make it work no matter what. And, I'm not afraid to... I'd like to think I know a lot about dogs and dog training, but I'm also not afraid to be like, okay, I need help.
Yeah, exactly.
This is too much. I don't know what I'm doing. So that's actually kind of how I met my, now best friend. Was we split a dock diving lesson together, and she saw what I was dealing with, and she's like, holy crap. you've got a lot on your hands. I can kind of help you. And she did, and now we're best friends. It's the city collies.
Yeah,
so she has 4 border collies, and she rehabs gnarly, gnarly aggressive dogs, and for real changes dogs' lives. So, yeah, so she helped me with her. And
so how did Gus react to her?
The first week he kind of did not like her. He's not the biggest fan of puppies anyway. But yeah, he just doesn't like pushy dogs in his space. And here is a Dutchie as a puppy.
Right. And she's let's play.
Let's play. Yeah. So he corrected her a couple times. But then after that, it was freaking adorable. Like I said, he doesn't even like toys. He started to tug with her as a puppy. And she would freaking win because he's barely grips it with his front teeth. Where she's full grips. Yeah.
Right.
And she would win. And he didn't care. So it was really cute. They would kind of tug with each other and sleep with each other. And
so what did that do for your dog sports, getting her?
Yeah, so basically told me that I don't know shit. But no, when I got her, I immediately was we're playing with all the toys. That is one thing we are not going to lack, and it is toy drive. And I definitely accomplished that. So she loved Frisbee, so I was like, heck yeah, we're freaking doing Frisbee. She's pretty great at it. She jumps 10 feet in the air to get the Frisbee, man. I was like, oh, she loves water. I got her to like water, you know. She would jump off little banks and stuff to get toys or sticks. So I was like, heck yeah, let's do dock diving. Took her 3 times off the ramp. And the little lesson lady was like, put her on the dock. And she immediately jumped off the dock.
I am so lucky.
Yeah, we did get really lucky.
So Yanko loves water.
Yes.
And he'll jump, but something about the pool freaks him out.
It's clear. It's too clear.
It's too clear. So he's like, hell no.
Yep. So she immediately jumped in. Her first jump, at a competition, was 9 feet. And by the end of that weekend, we finished with an 18.6. So literally, she had been jumping for 3 days and was hitting 18.6. And she was 8 months old. And 18.6 really isn't that far.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And especially for some reason, another thing I didn't research, Mals versus Dutchies in dock diving, Malinois hit 30 feet plus. Dutchies hit 25, maybe. That's a good Dutchie jump is a 25. For some reason, same body shape, body style, they don't do as good. No clue why. So she's actually ranked the 8th Dutchie in dock dogs right now with an average of 21 feet. Which isn't very good, but we've only...
No, that's pretty good. I mean...
Yeah, we've only done dock dogs twice. So our average is lower. But with Nad, her best is 23.9, the North American dock diving dogs, whatever. So her best is 23.9, so not bad.
No.
The top Dutchie is like 26. So for a Dutchie, she's doing pretty good. In the last dock diving competition, there was probably like four or five other Dutchies there. And we beat them all. And they were all bigger, older males. And she was like, girl power.
Would you say she's like as competitive as you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm definitely competitive and like, I'm not going to do like human sports. So obviously dog sports are the way to go. But I would say I'm competitive, but I also know I'm not going to be the best.
Uh-huh.
Which is fine. Sometimes me and Gus are the best in rally. We've been killing the competition sometimes, huh, buddy? She loves dog diving, that's for sure. Yeah, so we had that big problem in line, waiting, of course.
Uh-huh.
Where we were not getting on that dock soon enough.
Oh.
So she would whip around and come at me.
Oh, don't worry. I have that, like, when, so he loves the lure. Like, he's, like,
oh, like,
obsessed.
Like, fast cats.
So when we go to competitions, I mean, I feel so, I'm literally working out. Just containing
yeah.
this. It's a complete workout.
Yep.
You do not
100%.
Have to do any lifting.
Nope. You just stand
the rest
there
of the
and
day.
You're dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
So he literally pushes me to the,
yep.
like he could push me to the ground.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And
same.
So it's funny because I'm assuming for you too.
Yep.
People look at you and they're like, she's a little girl. She can't do shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
it's so funny. Like the guys are like, shit.
Like, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice, though, because at dock dogs and stuff like
uh-huh.
that, a lot of the dogs are the same.
Right.
They're all going nuts because they know what's going down. I try to time it, like,
yeah,
they want
you
to, like, be in line. And I'm
yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, I'm not going to be in line. I promise I won't be late, but I'm not going to wait
yeah.
in line. And a lot of times they know me now because
uh-huh.
she literally will sit there and
yeah.
make this Chewbacca scream.
Yeah, and I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, I promise you.
I don't care.
I promise you he is a good boy, but he is killing me right now.
That's hilarious.
Because he just wants to book it. Because the dock diving, I'm like, he would be so good.
Yeah.
So they're like, why don't you just, like, let him see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after doing his lure, I'm like, all right, let's go see it.
Uh-huh.
And he'll look at it and,
like,
I guess he gets it.
Yeah.
But then when he's there, he's like, nope.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to do a private lesson.
Yeah.
And just push him in.
No, I've jumped. I've literally been like, this is what you got to do. And like, I run.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And then he's like, all right, mom. And then he just,
yeah. That's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Eventually.
I've seen some bullies do it.
Yeah.
Yep. At least the one thing we've got going for us is she's 100% silent in her kennel.
Oh.
She is dead quiet in that kennel because she knows.
Uh-huh.
But the second we get out of the kennel, off limits.
Yep.
So it's just funny because, like, you know, even at agility trials and, like, the obedience trials that we do, all the dogs are quiet. It's, like, so proper.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, you go to a disc trial and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Chaos. Mia has no prey drive. Like, toy drive, yes.
Nothing?
But rabbit, deer, cat, nope. Doesn't even look at it. Like, maybe we'll notice it, and then we'll keep going. It's crazy. Because, like, we have quite a few rabbits
uh-huh.
in our neighborhood, and Gus will attempt to chase them. And Mia's just like, huh, that looks stupid. And just, like, does her own thing.
Really? I thought she would go for
No, dude, she doesn't. Like, neighborhood walks, we also have, like, a lot of geese and
uh-huh.
stuff. We'll walk inches from a goose, and she'll be like, ew.
Oh.
Like, ew, what's that thing? Just stares at it like it's disgusting and then keeps moving. Like, no animal prey
uh-huh.
drive that, like, we have unlocked yet.
Or she knows what...
Yeah, or she
so
knows
he,
it's...
He's never caught a squirrel.
Okay.
He's pulled the hair off the squirrel.
Oh, been inches away.
Yeah, inches away.
That's funny.
And I'm kind of terrified. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, then...
Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Yeah. He's just a shadow guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, he's your shadow.
He is. He doesn't really like the goggles that much. Like, he tolerates them, obviously. So I make him wear them on most hikes. Especially, like, if she gets going crazy, dude, she'll just plow into, like, bushes and trees. And, like, she probably would have lost an eye by now. It's pretty crazy. Gus, on the other hand, he probably doesn't need them as much, just mostly
uh-huh.
for the sun.
Right.
But if I take them off, he peps up a little bit. Not much, though. He'll still stay kind of in the back. It's just a chill man,
huh? So do you camp with them? And
yeah, so we just went backpacking this weekend. That was really cool. We just went like, oof, it was far. It was definitely like, I'm used to like these little 5 mile day hikes where I have some water on me and that's it. And we did one backpacking trip last year and the total was 4 miles there, 4 miles back. So not even that bad with like 26 pounds on my back. And then this one, we were like, yeah, let's do it. And it was 17 miles and I had 26 pounds on my back and it was like up, down, steep. Steep and rocky and shaley, I fell. But so we got to the spot. It was, yeah, it was beautiful. And we set up our little tent. And man, the dogs did pretty dang good. Especially Mia. On the second day when we left, I could tell she was a little sore though, because she was staying closer and not like doing what she's doing now. So, but they did good. And they just, man, they crash when we get in that tent too.
Yeah.
Because they're just dead. Dead tired. And then, yeah, we do. We have a van, a camper van. So they come with us in that when we go camping. And we just have, like, their soft crates under the bed. And they just go in there when we're driving. And then they go in there at night. And they just pass out. They love all the adventures. Because once again, yeah, when we go camping, we find, you know, the dispersed camping. No one's around. They're off leash. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great, great, great.
No, So I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
The animals are the thing that I'm like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like we just went to Yellowstone and I was like, we need bear spray.
Yes.
And it's like one of the first.
I mean, Yellowstone. Yeah, that's a different breed.
Yeah.
For sure. Out here, we're messing with black bears, which really are going to leave you alone.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, mountain lions for sure. Definitely scary, but. Like, you're more likely to be grabbed right now by a mountain lion than if you're, like, sleeping in your tent. You know, like, they're, like, in the trees and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to seek you out necessarily when you're in your tent.
Right.
They're going to, like, if you're moving on a trail looking like some nice little prey, then they're going to pounce. But, yeah, sometimes I get worried about that, but
yeah. It's like something in your brain. Your brain is like, well, are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah, like, this could happen. Yeah. I mean, we've set up tents before and just heard a gnarly pack of coyotes, which, like, I know coyotes aren't really going to do anything, but it's still so eerie.
Right.
Just to hear their, like, screaming in the distance.
So, are you a native of Colorado? Or?
I am, yeah. I'm,
okay,
like,
cool.
Fifth generation Coloradan, actually.
You guys are so proud of them.
Oh, I know, aren't we?
Well, you guys and Texans, like, I interviewed a couple of Texans. And they're like, we love it here.
We
and
love
like,
Texas.
I mean, all right.
I do like Colorado.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say I'm like die hard. Like, I will move. We lived in Idaho for a little bit.
Oh.
But that was just like a temporary thing for my husband's job. And I liked it, but I will say Colorado is better. But we were in like a really smallish town that was just like not... It wasn't like outdoorsy like this.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of places where I could find this that was close without going to like Boise and the Sawtooth Mountains and like 3 hour drives. Like, just wasn't as accessible to this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, so one thing I'm doing with this podcast, so I drove from Miami.
Wow.
To Yellowstone.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I've done, you know, I've talked to different people and I wanted. Because we want to move. My partner and I want to move.
Because
Miami, there's nothing like this.
No, there's no BLM or National Forest.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
There's the Everglades, but you will probably...
Yeah, you'll get eaten by a snake there. Crocodile.
Or you'll die of heat.
Yes. So... Yeah, and the humidity and stuff. Yeah.
So...
Not friendly water.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, you know, doing this, I'm like, okay, well, let me see how these people live. Like, how do they live with their dogs? And it's super interesting to see, like... Yeah.
Demographics and what they do in different places.
Yeah. Just in like a couple of hundred miles, it's ridiculous. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Denver.
I don't like Denver at all.
Yeah.
I stay out of Denver. 100% stay out of Denver. I don't know how people like Denver is rank the top 10 city. What? Where?
Yeah,
why? who has gone there?
But what I would say about like living here, because I mean, that's the thing. I'm not like 100%
sold on it.
Yeah. But I do love that this is available.
Yeah.
And like,
yes,
it's super dog friendly.
So dog friendly. Yeah. But I think the statistic is that Colorado has more dogs than kids.
Exactly.
So, which I'm like, heck yeah.
Yeah. And that I could get on board with.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But
I think we have the most dog parks too per state, which like I don't really do dog parks, but that's still cool, you know, that like we are very dog centric.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, this hike is 30 minutes from my house and there are several others.
I've gone to Cherry Creek with him and it's like, everyone is so chill and like, they're like, oh, he's off leash. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you get the people that kind of like do abuse it and it's annoying. Because, like, if a strange dog approaches Mia, like I said, she's going to growl.
Right. That's a natural thing.
Yeah. And it's
I don't know why people are, like...
are so against that. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not in her pack, as you can see.
Right.
And now he's in her pack.
Yeah.
And they're fine. And, like, they've, like, interacted a little bit. And, like, she's not going to do anything. But, like, weird off-leash dogs, that's literally in her breed genetics to be wary of strangers.
Right.
So, like, and per the tag rules, you're supposed to ask... like, can my dog say hi?
Right, exactly.
Or, like, should I leash them up? We always, me and my friend, just always pull over and make them down. And that's kind of, like, an obvious sign to the other person.
Right, like yeah, you're
go
not.
Go and don't let your dog come up to us, basically. Especially when we're hiking with, like, 8 dogs. Yeah, and some people, oh, she's not friendly. I'm like, no, she is pretty friendly. We just, like, how would you like a random human just shoving in your face and, like, basically trying to hug you or, like, shake your hand? You don't even know them.
Well, like, I don't know if this has happened to you, but, so Yanko's neutered, as is Gus. And, like, I've met, and he's cool with any dog.
Yeah.
So, you know, the unneutered.
Unneutered males, yeah.
Will mount him. Yeah. And they're like, well, that's a natural thing. And I'm like,
not really.
It's not.
It's a, like, it's like a dominance thing.
Yeah.
And that's not cool to do to a strange dog.
But I've heard it the other way, right? So I've heard people that their dog are humping my dog, they're like, well, your dog is unnatural. And I'm like, no,
pal, that's just rude. That is rude behavior.
How would you like it if I go and hump you? I don't understand.
Yeah, for real. Like, okay, maybe in a big giant dog pack, that would happen to establish the hierarchy.
The hierarchy, yeah.
But then it would be done.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't probably happen right away. Sure, okay, maybe it's a natural thing, but... are we wolves in wolf pack right now? Like, no.
Yeah.
So don't get out of here with that. Like, that's just rude dog behavior. Like, even Gus will try to do that sometimes, and I absolutely correct him on that.
Right, yeah.
That will straight up start a fight. Like,
exactly.
Gross. I don't like the over-sniffing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like the humping. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Quick sniffs. Say hello. If you want to actually play,
then
that's
play.
Fine.
Yeah.
But we're not doing the humping BS.
Yeah, but that's, like, a new thing that I've encountered lately.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it's a guy
with
owning the dog.
Yep. They think it's, like, funny.
Yeah. I don't know if that's happened to you. Like, I really want to interview, because I don't have any men.
Right? That is funny.
I want to interview a man and ask him, like...
what do you think?
Does this happen to you?
I just, with Mia,
uh-huh.
I don't let... any stranger interactions ever happen long enough for that to ever happen.
Right.
Like, yeah, with Gus, I could probably do, like, little meet and greets, whatever. He'd be fine. But once again, I don't even want to enforce that because then he is decently friendly that he'll start seeking out the attention of other dogs. And then that kind of takes away from, like, our heel training and stuff like that. So I really don't allow those interactions at all. And I know Mia's going to growl, so I'm definitely not going to allow it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen, like, there's been dogs that the owner's like, he's super friendly.
He's friendly, and then they're, like, weird and stocky body language. Yeah, I don't mess with that.
And so then I'm like...
I just straight up say, mine aren't. I don't care what you think of me. Mine aren't friendly. And then they're like, oh, and they, like, scatter to get their dog all fast. I'm like, good, like, thank you. Move along.
Yeah. No, I'm a pushover.
Really? I have. Yeah, so I used to be like that because Gus was fine. Didn't care. I'd be like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
But now that I have Mia, if she was to do something, it would be my fault. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because she's scary. She's a scary dog. She's bred to be so mean. So it would be, you know, if she got a hold of little Fifi, it would be my fault. So now I don't play around.
Right. No, yeah. And that's like the other thing is, So, like, you see all these dog fights at the dog park, yep. right? And I'm like, well, if you're like, I take him to the dog park. But
yeah,
I'm like,
I used
super,
to take Gus. Yeah.
I'm super crazy. Like, I only go from this time to this time.
Yeah, when it's deader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he usually plays with the same pack.
Yep.
But when it's a new dog, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, there's a dog park in Westminster pretty close here. It's called Westminster Hills. It's massive. I mean, it would be like this if this was a dog park, essentially, uh-huh. which they are allowed off leash, but they're not supposed to be dog parky here.
Right.
You know, I guess if you say, yeah, you did meet a stranger, sure, they could play, whatever. But it's a legit dog park. There's no rules. Your dog definitely doesn't have to be trained. But it's huge. So, like, we could kind of get away and Gus would do fine there. But, yeah, I would never dare take Mia to that. Because people would be like, wow, she's mean. Or you get the dog who responds to her growl with a fight.
Exactly.
And then it's on.
Right. And then, so then the other thing is, like, they'll be like, it's your fault. And
because
you're like,
your dog growled. Yeah.
You're like, no.
Mia, come. When really, that's just, she's just going to growl, but she's really actually like a pansy. Like, she's not going to do anything about it to back it up. But any dog, if you do like a neutral pack or like a walk like this, they're bound to like accept each
right.
other, you know, eventually. So many people just like, oh, let's bring them into one of each other's houses.
Yeah, no.
And then let's see what happens. It's like, not really neutral ground
no,
there.
No. No, of course,
yeah.
You're, like, the house dog is going to be, like, I dominate. Oh, this is such a nice week.
I know. The flowers are so pretty, yeah. too. It's usually, if the sunset is good, it'll be right behind the Flatirons. So it is really pretty. Like, last night was a good sunset. Of course, I was at home.
Do you photograph here a lot, or?
Yeah, I do. Just because the mountains are always a cool background, and... But it's just, I do a lot of my hiking like now and during the day, and the lighting is so harsh. So I try to do like sunrise, sunset hikes if I really want to get good pictures.
Yeah.
But woo, getting up that early is hard.
How did, let's say, like Rex Specs approach you, and like how did you react to it? Like,
oh man, I was so, I had already had Rex Specs, several pairs. So I was already definitely spending my money on them. And you know, I got my camera, started getting good at photography and posting it. And I think they knew, like, I already, like, they had commented on some of my stuff previously. Cause like, I use them for real.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
not just for like photo ops. Like I use them every day. So they had already kind of known about me, but then I think I just really stepped it up with like my photography game, and they reached out and were like, do you want to be on the like, collar, matching collar and goggle campaign? Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yes, I do.
Wait, so this was recent?
This was probably 7 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Not super long ago, but definitely like winter-y time. And like his collar and his goggles. And it was so funny because they like pick out the colors you want, like one for each dog. You'll get a goggle, a collar, the double snap leash, the single snap leash, and then an ear pro. And I remember being like, I have them all. And they were like, oh my gosh, okay, like we'll just send you the leashes and stuff. And then I was like, what about the camo ones? Because the camo matches the coyote. And they're like, yeah, that's okay. That's a great idea. So I did some of the camo ones, which I didn't have. And then I just went out and did my normal adventures, took a ton of pics and videos for them. They asked for like 4 to 5 pictures and 2 to 3 video clips. And I think I just spammed my folder with like 300 plus pictures and stuff. And they were like, this is amazing. Thank
we
you
love
so
you.
Much. Like, you're on board. Like, you're here. So, yeah, they just, I don't know, they just really love their work. And I think it's just because I'm a legit user of this product. And then I also take decent pictures, I think.
No, I think they're
so
awesome.
Thank you.
Like, I think my, so you were like one of our ambassadors. My favorite pictures were Gus and Meats.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Just because they're like, they have the texture of them. Like,
yeah.
You really play with like the environment. And, like, they're good-looking
yeah,
dogs.
Thank
they're,
you.
They're active dogs.
Yeah, I try and make them pop so you can
and
see
And that's what
them.
You want. You want, like, an act. I mean, I think, yeah. And you want an active dog that, like, looks the part. Do you carry him? Have you ever needed to carry him?
No. Even though he's slow, he's just pretty efficient. Like, I've never seen him where he, like, runs out or, like, collapses or anything like that. Because he is an efficient guy, like... By the second day of backpacking, he was doing almost better than Mia was. because she had just burnt herself out so fast. And he knows when we're stopped, always break time. Her, she's running around, you know, chomping the water. He's like, oh, time to get a nap in. So I think he's a little bit more fuel efficient than Mia.
I don't know. Did you find the differences in Mia and Gus to be a good thing, a bad thing?
It's a good thing because I really ate my medicine or whatever they say when I got her, because I literally was like, I want the crazy psycho dog, and whoo-wee, I got it. So to an extent, I do love her like craziness, because I love like doing disc. I remember as a little girl seeing like a disc competition like in my neighborhood, and now it's the same venue that I'm now competing in, and so like it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool to be like, that is like, as a kid I dreamed of doing this, and now I finally have the dog that does it. Yeah, and this is what she does too. She eats water.
Does she catch? No.
No. She'll just eat the... Gus, you gonna go? Okay. Go on, buddy. Go ahead. There you go. Yay!
No, they are so cute. And they're so, like... I mean, I wouldn't say they're opposite.
They're pretty opposite. They're pretty polar opposite.
They are, but something about them, it's like, it's a nice synergy.
It's a good duo, yeah, because it's really easy, because having a second dog is definitely harder, but it's so nice because Gus is so opposite of her that I go to the park and play frisbee with her. Meanwhile, Gus is just sniffing around, rolling in the grass. I don't even have to worry about him, and that will suck his energy, just sniffing and rolling around. Like, that's a workout for him. Whereas I can just chuck the frisbee for Mia. They're just both doing their own thing. Like, if he was addicted to frisbee too, that would be a disaster. And I'd have to kennel and rotate and do that kind of stuff. And then on walks or like on hikes, he just auto heals. It's really good that they are just opposites, because I don't have to necessarily like be worried about one or the other when I'm doing group things.
Yeah.
Because I know Gus is back here and I know Mia's up there.
Is she like your inner...
I always say that they're both, like, I am like 50-50.
Okay.
Because I can be the laziest couch potato ever, just like Gus, and like highly unmotivated, super lazy. But I can also just randomly be very motivated and like a little crackhead.
Right.
Like I could be an extrovert or an introvert, you know? Like, yeah. I would say I'm 50-50 crackhead Mia, and then 50-50 lazy man Gus.
Like, so I find it so crazy, those people, those dog owners that are like, if I let my dog off leash, they'll run.
They'd be gone, yeah.
And I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, they just leave them on leash their whole life. I mean, I definitely highly, highly trained recall, but like this little check-in thing she does where she just like comes back and forth, I didn't really train that. And I'm not calling her or buzzing her or anything. She just wants to do that.
Right.
I think it is just because these dogs are very handler-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus just doesn't want to leave me. Had he not been trained, I do think he would leave me for like a prairie dog or something like that.
I think it's the more you bond with them, the more they want to be with you.
Yeah, and I think the more you do like training activities, not necessarily like just straight up recall training, because I'm not recalling them.
No.
They're just staying close. You just, you have that bond, and then they also know, so they have those structures and boundaries in place, and like, I will get in trouble if I don't come back. So I just think a lot of people don't instill that discipline a little bit, or the bond, because it's not all discipline, obviously, because if your dog's just straight up scared of you, then they'll bolt.
Yeah,
they'll absolutely bolt. So it has to be a good mixture of both.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to know more about our guests, read the show notes down below. Please hit the subscribe button if you liked us, and it would be even better if you would leave us a review. See you next Wednesday.